Etiquette Moms presents Brain Picking. Sounds painful, huh? Well, to a specialist, brain picking is painful and rude, uncomfortable, annoying, obnoxious, and selfish. Brain picking is done by brain pickers. Brain pickers are people who try to get helpful information from a specialist without paying for it. Doctor, before you get in line for the buffet, do you think that you could take a look at this rash on my elbow? Or, Sharon, you're in marketing. Could I buy you a cup of coffee to discuss a social networking strategy for my business? A $3.45 grande cafe latte is not equal to paying a specialist hourly consulting fee. It's bad etiquette to ask for free advice from a specialist you have no intention of hiring. Brain picking says, your expertise is worth nothing to me. Specialists spend years acquiring their skills and expertise. Their time is valuable, and they use their expertise to feed their families, put a roof over their heads, and pay their bills. It isn't polite to request that they give away their knowledge and time without compensation. In fact, it shows a lack of respect for their knowledge and expertise. Most specialists need every hour of their work week to tend to their clients. Brain pickers should not feel offended if a specialist declines a request to meet for coffee, lunch, or a quick Skype call. It isn't rude or selfish to set boundaries. It demonstrates self-respect. Appropriate questions to ask a specialist are, what are your qualifications? Will your product or service solve my problem? What do you charge to solve my problem? Inappropriate questions to ask a specialist are any questions that help you solve your problem. Doctor, can you prescribe me a little something for this rash? It's starting to ooze. Oh, and please feel free to finish your salad first.